If you're not living it, I think that you are going to fall behind at the wayside. No, I am not using StreamYard. If you are not living it, then you are going to fall behind the wayside, not only in regular life, but especially as a content creator. Because a lot of people now have the opportunity to see behind the scenes, you can see behind the curtain on what goes on in a lot of my life. I'm about at 72%, 71, 72%. Because a lot of people are now able to see behind the curtain, they're like, oh, now I get it. Oh, that's crazy or whatever, right? And when I say 71, 72%, I'm talking about the amount of visibility that I give y'all into my life. There are some things that I reserve, a lot of things that I reserve. But the people are saying that they want me to go to 80%, so that may be what we do. But the point that I'm making is that in the 80s, we had this thing called living like a rock star, right? And I'm not talking about the party like a rock star. I'm not talking about that song. I'm talking about if you truly understand the 80s, all right? If you truly understand the 80s, is my mic low, y'all? I need to turn my mic. If you truly understand the 80s, then you understand that the rock stars of the 80s actually lived it. Good, bad, and different. They were really on drugs. You know what I'm saying? They really destroyed hotel rooms. They really was living the life. And the whole mantra was, the people loved the music and they really embraced it. And it was to be the man that you would want men to be and to be the man that women wanted to rock with. And so what happened was people really believed it in their music, right? It translated. Same thing with hip hop, for example. Most times an artist's best work is their first album because they become so disconnected from the thing that got them there in the first place. And because they keep talking about the same thing over and over again, and it doesn't resonate with the people, they fall out of favor. So you just continue to live the, you know, look at the first album, you listen to the first album, and then you kind of try to struggle through the rest of their catalog or whatever. But most artists have one or two albums that really resonate because that was the thing that they really lived. For Jay-Z, it was Reasonable Doubt. For Nas, it was Illmatic, and then it was Written because that was a transition point in his life. You know what I'm saying? For DMX, it was Hot. What was it? Hot and Hell Is, whatever. Whatever the first DMX album was. For Pac, for me personally, it was Me Against the World. Other people would say that it's All Eyes on Me because that's when he first got out of jail. I think that Me Against the World was Pac's best work of all time. But when it comes to content creation, a lot of people think that they can just steal other people's talking points. And that's enough. I'm telling you that people are not, and they falling away from you just talking because you just talking. You just a content creator, whatever. Whatever it was, even the ones that are relevant, if it got you there, people don't want to hear that no more. They want to see it. They want what you say and what you live to line up with who you are. And so they want more. It's the reason why Trump is so popular is because regardless of where you stand on the spectrum of politics, you know that he's being authentic. You know he really believes what he believes. He feels what he feels. And so you can disagree with him. You can agree with him. But even if you disagree with him, you know where you stand and you know you can't meet him over here, but maybe we can do business over there. Authenticity is the new currency. Authenticity is the new currency. And more importantly, and hear me clearly, because in corporate America, in business, you need to dress for the job that you want, not the job that you have. You have to live it. You have to truly immerse yourself in it no matter what you do. If you are into spirituality, even if you have problems on this side, or even if you're struggling with it, you have to live it. if you are truly a person that's immersed, even your sexual experience, right? When you're in a bedroom or whatever, you can't just go through the motions. You got to actually be there. And that's the thing that creates the most euphoric moment. You got to truly be immersed in whatever it is that you got going on. If you are trying to get into corporate America or you're trying to level up in corporate America, you have to truly immerse yourself in it. The reason why women are not as successful in corporate America as men are is because men live it. They will forego everything else in their life and just immerse themselves. They will eat, sleep, live, and die, whatever it is that they do for a living. And that is the thing that then excels them. They got to network. They got to market. They got to immerse themselves in it. They got to go back and forth or whatever. They live it. They embrace it. They become the thing that they really, really want to be. You have to live it. When I do my conversations on the vlog or if I'm doing Patreon stuff, I don't tell it to you unless I'm actually showing you the results. So I show my receipts. I live it. I'm really in it. When y'all talking about all of these relationships, I don't believe that people can be a life coach at 20-something years old. You ain't been through nothing. You don't know what it means to suffer. You don't know what it means to lose something. You don't know what it means to lose people. You don't know what it means to lose a love. You don't know what it means to be a father, be a mother, grow people up. You don't know how to balance what goes on in your regular job from this, and you know that your woman want to spend more time with you, but you can't spend no more time with her because I got to go and chase this bag. How do you balance that out? How can you give somebody advice because you took a class in school? And school is not enough. You need college because it's the thing that gets you in a door, but the thing that allows for you to be successful is whatever it is that you do for a living. So what I'm telling you is that even, especially when it comes to content creation, people want to know that you live it. You artists that create the best music is really immersed in whatever it is that they're doing at that time. If it's party music, they may be in Ibiza. They may be in a club. They may be doing this. They may be doing that. The people that make the best dance songs are the ones that's in a strip club all the time, right? The people that truly understand the nature of a woman surround themselves and understand what women are dealing with or what it is that they're having a conversation with. And that informs you how to react to it. If you're speaking about a city, some of y'all don't even know what's going on in your own city. You're not even a tourist in your own city. If I ask you for directions or ask you what the popping space is or what the restaurant is, you would give me something that was going off on Instagram because you don't know. You don't know where people are really at. You don't know what's opening up in your city. Most people that live in Detroit don't even know how to get around downtown. That's the honest to God truth. Most people that live in Detroit don't even know how to get around downtown. You don't even know what's great about y'all cities because you're not even really there. All you do, most people, and this is cool. Listen, if you just want to be a regular person, that's cool. Most people go to work, come home, and now it's so bad that they don't even leave home. They just work from home, and then they just stay home all day, every day. They don't know nothing that's going on. And if it ain't on the internet, if it ain't on TikTok, if it ain't on Instagram, if I'm not telling you what's going on, then you would never know about it because you have not been outside. You think that it's okay to just send a DM and that's the end of the conversation. It's not. You got to go outside and see what's really happening. How do you know what the conversations are? How do you know how people are really voting? A lot of people were so surprised these last couple elections that, oh, it went this way, or he won every single swing state. I knew exactly what the election was going to be because I knew what the sentiment of the people were. I'm outside here. I'm outside there. I'm traveling. I'm talking to people. You know what? This is different. He not only going to win, he going to mop the floor with her, and he going to win the popular election. And boy, was I ever right. When you're out here in the streets, when you're out here participating, you at the restaurants, you at the bars, you at this, you at the games, you this and that, and so on and so forth, it's different. It's a different experience. And more importantly, I would encourage you guys to live life. This is life. Life is human interaction. Life is losing and winning and ups and downs and what suffering and coming through victorious. It's not enough to just give people the information anymore. You gotta show them how you got through it. You gotta show them your struggles, your issues, your problems. You so scared. I am the type, I will walk around all day long and I don't see nobody around me and I'm talking to the camera or whatever. They gotta adjust around me, not me the other way around. People adjust to me, not the other way around. I don't get shy, bashful, none of that stuff. I'm confident in what I'm doing. You know that you're watching greatness if you see me in person. That's why you're going to come up and introduce yourself. You have to move with the level of confidence, knowing that it's not, listen, we don't care about the presentation layer. We want to know what's really behind the scenes now. And that's what you're getting from the vlog. You're getting the behind the scenes. Now you get to see what it is that I do, how I prospect, me knocking on doors, how I get certain deals in real estate. You get to see the cars. You get to see the interaction with me and women or my wife or how I deal with my daughter. You get to see me travel. You're seeing a lot of it. Authenticity is the new currency. I'm telling you, if you are not hearing me, hear me very, very clearly. Authenticity, even if you're suffering, even if you're going through it, even if you're successful, don't just show the good parts, show everything. And it's the way that you learn. It's the information that you take in on a daily basis, the interactions that allow for you to speak with certain subjects. That's why I'm so passionate when I talk about certain things, because sometimes I'm trying to get stuff over to you and you can't hear me. And I'm like, why don't they get it? Why don't they get it? How come they don't understand? All you got to do this or all you got to do that? Because I'm living it and you listening and you sitting in your basement and you're like, he don't know. Okay, well, you keep doing it your way. Keep doing it your way. This is how you get more customers. This is how you deal with women. This is how you network effectively. This is how you grow. These are the books that you need to read. This is the problems that you need to have in order for you to suffer through it to get to it. It's not about being perfect. It's about seeking perfection. You can't seek perfection. You can't get to the spaces that you're supposed to be in if you are not willing to put yourself out there and take the risk. Now, I'm not telling y'all to go out there and get it buzzed down for a real one. That's a different type of risk. You might catch HIV. What I'm talking about is life experiences. You got to go into the office. You have to interact with people. You got to do drive-bys by your boss and your boss's boss office and say, hey, what do you think about this? And then build friends and relationships. And you got to go out to places and be confident in yourself. And you got to be able to date yourself. And you got to be able to deal with people. And you got to be able to, how do you know that you're able to deny a woman if you're not able to put yourself in the presence of women that are beautiful and then be able to hold back your impulses while still having a great conversation to nurture that part of yourself to then be able to manage women so that when you finally get some subordinates in your company or work for you, you're not always trying to bust them down every day. Now you can leverage them differently because you're used to being around a bunch of women and you don't necessarily have to bust them down in order to be able to be a boss or to have some kind of overage or privilege or whatever like that. You have to interact. You gotta go outside. Go outside. Go outside. Go outside. And some of y'all gonna listen to this and you gonna say, no, I don't really care. Oh, you ain't gotta do all that. I just wanna live in the country away from people. Move to the city. Go into the city. Go into the office. Be honest with yourself. Put yourself out there. Deal with people. Ladies, how is a man going to find you if he don't know where you at? If he never interact with you? Go to church. Go and have new experiences. Oh, I hate the church. The church did this to me young. But you 40 now. You ain't been to church since you was 13. It may be different. You may have to find a new church home. Hey, go and interact with these people. Go and interact with these people. You don't know. You're living in your trauma from your childhood. You're living other people's experiences that they're telling you. And I'm not saying don't take in other people's experiences. What I am telling you is that you have to get outside. Go outside. Go outside. Go bobsledding. Go snow, whatever. And you don't even have to spend a bunch of money. Go do stuff for free. Go to the museum. Go to this. Go to that. Go and do stuff. Go and take a picnic. Go and drive your car around. Go interact with people. Stop being a hermit. You're turning yourself into an undesirable. And an undesirable is a person that other people don't want to be around because they can predict what you're going to be when you're going to be it. Go outside. Go outside. And going outside will actually cure you from a lot of the addictions that you have. You got a porn addiction, going outside and being busy, you'll find out that there's a whole nother life and you so busy that you ain't even interested in that. By the time you get home, you tired, you ain't even gonna beat one off no more. You chilling. You ain't even interested in that because you got other things that you're interested in now. If you want to solve for and deal with a lot of the things that y'all hung up on, go and do stuff that you wouldn't normally do with people that you wouldn't normally do with. Go to a country concert if you ain't never been to one. Go to a local comedy show. Go to a local rap show that's in your area. And you ain't even got to be interested in rap. But just do something that you ain't never did before. You're going to meet people. People going to like you. You're going to find your tribe. It's going to be fun. I'm telling you, go and do stuff. And now that you see what my life is like when I cut this camera off on the other channel, people like, wait a minute. Wait a minute, you really do? Yes, this is what my life is like every day. Every day I'm doing something. I might be go-kart racing. Listen, this week, I think I'm gonna go to a G League game. No, y'all, Anton only sit court. I sit courtside at the NBA games, and I go to the G League games because it's more fun watching the G League games because them dudes is trying to really make it to the NBA, so they playing with a lot more passion. Go outside. I go to soccer games. I go to baseball games. I go to everything. I do anything and everything. I am the man of yes. If somebody hit me up, people be like, Anton, I'm coming by the office. Come on in. As soon as they come in, all right, what are we doing today? All right, you want to go somewhere? I don't care who it is. You ready to go? Let's rock. I'm always going to be outside. Always. In order for me to not be outside, you're going to have to cut my legs off. Go outside. It is more fun that way. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. All right? Just a little bit of inspiration, hopefully, for you guys so that I can incentivize you to do something. And if you are a content creator and you just talking talks, often talking points, I'm telling you, it's over for you. It's over for you. People want to see that you're really successful. They really want to see the results. They want to see your properties. They want to see your job. They want to see how you're successful. They want to see your interactions. They want to see how you network. They want to see you interacting with people in real life. You're going to have to really bring it, because even if you're not showing it on camera, we can tell by the time that you start talking about it on camera that you don't know what you're talking about. I know you don't know what you're talking about because I'm really out here.